We don't need another online reason to lose minutes and hours during the day, but the Arkansas History Commission has created one for us. At least this time, the time suck will educate us. The commission has relaunched its digital archives through the Online Computer Library Center's software program, ContentDM. The Arkansas History Commission has the world's largest collection of materials connected to Arkansas. Right now, you can see and read the contents of all five of Arkansas's constitutions, view a large assortment of postcards, and look at maps, a lot of maps. Lisa Speer is the director of the Arkansas History Commission, and she talked to me last week about the collection. And she says there are many maps. A map of Napoleon, Arkansas, the once thriving town that disappeared after the Civil War and a Mississippi flood destroyed it. And there is a map of Arkansas territory when there were just five counties.
You can really see, you know, prior to statehood, you can really see Arkansas and how it grew from a territory into a state through that map collection. And that's one of the things we're trying to achieve with that collection.
Yeah, what's interesting is I think even people who grew up in Arkansas, have studied Arkansas history, know about Central High, know about Reconstruction, but there are so many things that happen along the way that are the complete story that just looking at these constitutions can give you a better idea of how the state emerged and evolved.
Exactly. And you mentioned Central High. One of the things we did in planning for our digital collections and lesson plans that we're working on was to talk to educators and ask them, what do you want to see on this site as we're putting it together? And one of the messages that we heard over and over again was, tell us about the things we don't know about Arkansas history. You know, everybody kind of knows about Central High, obviously an important milestone in Arkansas history, but we want to know about the other things that, you know, the secret stories in Arkansas history that you don't learn about in the classrooms, that don't make it into the textbook. And believe me, we've got plenty of those here in the History Commission.
One of the interesting first five or so categories that you have on the website is the World War I collection.
Camp Pike played an important role. Mm-hmm. In World War I, and initially this collection started out as just a collection about Camp Pike. But we have so much material, not just about Arkansans in World War I here at home, but Arkansans in the war in Europe. So we're working on expanding it to show, you know, the breadth of the experience that Arkansans had on the home front, as well as in Europe.
If someone has never heard Jimmy Driftwood sing, this is a place to go.
It is. Our Ozark Folk Life and Culture digital collection. We have a collection of materials that used to reside at the Ozark Folk Center at Mountain View. It was their library, and that collection was transferred to the History Commission. We're both a part of Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. And it's probably one of our largest collections. We have thousands of recordings of Arkansas and Ozark folk music, as well as sheet music and live audio and live film recordings done at the Folk Center. Just have a few of those online at this point, but we're planning on growing that collection too, and we're working on some collaborative projects with the Folk Center to digitize the material in that collection.
Finally, the place that is really interesting to poke around is to see what could have been the state flag of Arkansas.
There are some really intriguing designs. I think my favorite is the one that incorporates symbols that are familiar to all of us as Arkansans, a pine tree and a bear, and I think, what else is on that one?
Well, a dove.
Yes.
There's a dove. There is one that I think it's a tomato.
Yeah.
And the idea, these were submissions when it was kind of discovered that, wait, Arkansas doesn't have a state flag.
That's right. So they held a contest. And
should say this was, I think, 1912?
That's right, 1912. And we have all of the submissions for that. And then, of course, the one that was chosen was Willie K. Hawker's design. But we have all of the submissions for that contest.
And there's one that's one of these submissions that it's cotton, and it has, in quotes, "I'll try, sir."
That's right. A lot of people aren't familiar with where that quote comes from. Did you read?
I did, but I had
the
never
metadata for that.
Yeah, I did, and that we should mention that there aren't just images and forms and flag submissions here. You can scroll down, and there's sort of the backstory. But I had never heard this. I had never heard of this before I saw this image.
No, you weren't familiar with it.
Not at all.
Well, it's probably something that a good number of people had not heard of. It refers to the first territorial governor, James Miller. He was involved in the War of 1812 in the Battle of Lundy Lane. And he was given orders during the battle to lead his men into battle to try to capture British artillery. And his response to the order was, "I'll try, sir." And he did lead his men into battle, and they did capture the British artillery, and so that earned him the nickname the Hero of Lundy's Lane. And so that is where that design with the cotton bowl comes from, and the "I'll try, sir."
Thank you so much for your time. And
thank you for this opportunity.
And people will have, especially those of us who've been in Arkansas, well, and even maybe newbies to Arkansas, will have a lot of fun looking through.
I hope so. I hope many people will visit the site, and we would love to have feedback from visitors to the site. Let us know what they like about it and what they'd like to see on it.
Lisa Speer is the director of the Arkansas History Commission. She talked to me last week about the commission's recently relaunched digital archive site. The best way to get there is to go to the web address ark-ives.com, archives.com, and then click on the link that says Search Carrot. We also have provided a direct link at our webpage, OzarksAtLarge.com. By the way, Lisa Speer says in the future, we can expect more about the many ethnic communities in Arkansas to be included at the site, as well as more music, more World War I content, and other new sections.